जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण राधारमण।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं वादरायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वंदे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः।
शांति मंत्र ऑन पेज नंबर 49।
Please repeat after me. Om aapyayantu mamangani. Om aapyayantu mamangani. Vak pranas chakshu shrotramatho. Vak pranas chakshu shrotramatho. बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरते उपनिषत्सु धर्माः तदात्मनि निरते ययुपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
First shloka, repeat.
Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha केनेषितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः केन प्राणप्रथमप्रैतियुक्तः केन प्राणप्रथमप्रैतियुक्तः केनेषितां वाचमिमां वदन्ति केनेषितां वाचमिमां वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रं कौ देवो युनक्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रं कौ देवो युनक्ति टुगेदर् केनेषितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः केन प्राणप्रथमप्रैतियुक्तः केनेषितां वाचमिमां वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रं कौ देवो युनक्ति.
Gurudev writes in his commentary that this disciple has grown up and has discarded the world of sense objects. No name of the teacher or the disciple is given in this text. Kaun guru hai, kaun shishya hai, nothing written. And the disciple is sadhan chatushtay sampanna. He has done the vivek vairagya and he knows about the world. But he does not know about the Supreme Self. Gurudev writes, in themselves the sense organs and the mind and intellect equipments are all made up of matter. Whole world we know, including my body, including this Brahman, and all 14 lokas are made of 5 great elements. And the nature of this 5 great element is, it is always changing and perishable. Anything which is made of changing and perishable 5 great elements will also be changing and perishable. So the all 14 lokas are changing and perishable. Then Gurudev writes, eliminate the ego in the self-surrender to the Lord. He is giving the sadhana. Eliminate the ego in the self-surrender to the Lord through unbroken Ishwar Smarana. Unbroken Ishwar Smarana. Unbroken. It's not doing only japa in the morning 10 times, no. How it can be unbroken? Ishwar Samarpan. Many times you have, what about karma yoga? You have to bring in, always thinking that Lord is my boss, I am serving him, that's all. Unbroken Ishwar Smaran, japa, kirtan, and by hearing, reflecting and meditating upon the great statements in the scriptures. This is the sadhana. You have to do shravana, manana, nididhyasana. If you are uttam adhikari, shravana matrena jnanam bhavati, khatam. You don't have to reflect, you don't have to meditate also. But suppose if you have a doubt, reflect on that. Why reflection is stated? Because your doubt should, your knowledge should be doubt-free. There should not be any doubt. If there is a doubt, you will not tread that path, you will not move. You will stop your sadhana then and there. So reflect on the statements given in the scripture. Even after that, one thing still remains is your body attachment. And to remove that body attachment, meditation, nididhyasana is suggested. Now Gurudev blesses us. May we all come to end our false little I. And that Atman, Gurudev always says, is the big I. Ego, and come to realize the true big I, ego, Sivoham, many have done it before, you too shall, is the divine optimistic assertion in the thundering message of the Vedanta. So we can also do it. And all Mahatma says, you can do it here and now. It is possible. In the first verse, it was stated, Kena isitam patati presitam mana. Presitam means directed. And isitam means, there are three meanings to isitam word. One is gati, second is repetition, and third is ichha, desire, will. So Shankaracharya says the third meaning will be applicable in this verse. That means will. So two words has been stated in the first, kena isitam, by whom, ken means by whom, isitam, willed. Patati, patati means this mind falls, falls to object, emotions and thought. This mind falls to this object, emotion, patati. Presitam mana, directed. So in order to clear the doubt that there is no physical persons present there directing the mind to do this thing. He is not physically present like a film director. He is there, but only by his will. He wanted this to be happen, and it is happening. So there is one authority. By his will, the whole thing is happening. Including my mind is also functioning. The student wants to know, who is that authority? Who is that? Kena prana pratham praiti yukta. This prana, prathama, first started, yukta, well united. What is that force which made this prana active, continuously active? Third is, kena isitam vachimam vadanti. Willed by whom this speech utter. Because everything is made of inert thing. All are inert. How they become sentient? Who is the life-giving source? Who gives this life spark? Chakshu srotram kau devo yunakti. Who is that devata who is giving this chakshu and srotra, this eye and ear, allows them to function and go to their sense objects. So here we find mind, prana, then after that, vaka and chakshu srotra. So chakshu and srotra represents five organs of perception. Vaka represents five organs of action. Prana represents five pranas. And the mana represents man and intellect, mind and intellect. 17 item, according to Tattva, subtle body. Who is the life force behind this? He wants to know that. Seeker, the student, is not interested how the mind is functioning, what is the material cause, what is stress, what is strain, how to remove all these things. He is not interested in all those things. He knows about their nature. And what is their nature? They are inert and they are changing and perishable. This much he knows. And who is propelling them? Argument number one. Some people may say that it is independently. Kya hai? Aankh hai, aankh dekhti hai. No. Because the material cause of this eye is inert matter. And inert means it does not know itself, it does not know its surrounding also. Nahi samajh mein aata hai. Okay, take out your eye, that eyeball you keep it here. Can it that see? No. So proved that it is not independently functioning. Argument number one. Argument number two. Somebody will say, no, no, no. Somebody is there. It may be your guru, it may be your parents, it may be your teacher, or it may be your employer who is telling you to do this thing and they are acting. Then Mahatma says, okay, if I tell you, think about an elephant or a cow, or think of a pen or a pencil, what happened? That thought of cow, elephant, pen, pencil came into my mind first, then I uttered that word. That was the sequence. But in your case, when you heard elephant, it came through your ears inside, then your mind started visualizing elephant. So in my case, mind was proper for the speech. In your case, speech was proper for that mind. Is it not so? Is it difficult? In my case, when I say think of an elephant, the thought of elephant came into my mind first, then after that I spoke. But in your case, what happened? You heard first about the elephant, then your mind visualized the elephant. So who is proper of what? Mind is proper of speech, or the speech is proper of mind? It is called anavastha dosa. Not correct. Then a third argument. Somebody may say, no, this is all together they act. When they all come together, then they start acting. All sense organs, organs of action and organs of perception, when prana and mind, they all come together, the subtle body is formed, at that time they start functioning. But this student knows sanghatasya pararthatvat, that sanghat or an assemblage is meant for others. This he knows. And we also know, we have discussed about that. Car is assembly of many parts. It has got brake, steering, doors. For whom it is the car? Is it for the door or the steering or for the brake the car is? Are they using that car? No. Somebody else is using. Similarly, this building, this shrine is also assemblage of many things. Who is using? Doors are using it. No, we are using it. So we are different from assembly. This body is also assembly of many parts. So therefore, it is to be used by somebody else. The student knows up to this much, that this assemblage is also meant for somebody else. But who is that somebody else? He doesn't know that. He has come to the guru, I want to know this thing. Don't tell me anything else. I don't want to know anything about the world. I know its nature. This much I have understood. Now tell me, who is that authority who is giving sentience? That he wants to know. And really speaking, he wants to know, is there anything or not? This was the question of Nachiketa also to Yamaraj. When he went to Yamaraj, he said, I have got a doubt. Many people say after death something remains. And some people say nothing remains. And he was physically present before the Lord of Death. And he said, you are doing every day this thing. You know better. You tell me now, is there any Atma there or not? Then there was a interview, then there was a lot of gratification. He wanted to give it to Nachiketa. No, you take this thing. Nachiketa said, no, I don't want anything because I know the all worldly things are perishable. I don't want it. You tell me about that. And he got the knowledge. This seeker also wants to know, is there anything at all or not? First thing you tell me. Second thing, is it independent or dependent like world? In the world, we know everything has got a cause and effect relation. Everything has got a cause and effect relation. We know from Brahman came the Maya, from the Maya came Akash, from the Akash came the air, from the air came fire, from the fire came the water, from the fire water came earth. And with this five great elements, the whole thing was made. So you can go back to Maya again, to the Brahman, by folding back your thoughts. So he wants to know whether that authority is also dependent or independent. Number three, if it exists and independent, then what is its nature? Nature is consciousness. He wants to know that also. Is it finite like world or infinite? The whole world we are seeing is limited in time and space. Everything is limited. The student wants to know if that thing, whether it is finite or infinite. If it is consciousness, infinite and independent, then what is my relationship with that? Am I part of that? Or that is my nature itself? क्या हम उसके अंश हैं और आई एम दैट इफ आई एम दैट देन व्हाट इज दिस बॉडी आई एम थिंकिंग दिस बॉडी इज आत्मन देन टेल मी अबाउट दिस बॉडी ऑल्सो हु एम आई एंड व्हाट इज दिस बी एम आई एंड ऑल दिस दिस इज दिस क्वेश्चन इफ आई कम टू नो दैट My bondage is over, liberation is here itself. यहीं हो जाएगा liberation. And Guru will be giving answer to this question of the seeker, in one verse, Upanishad over. If you get it, you get it. Similar thing was asked by Duryodhan. He also said the same thing. जानामि धर्मम न च मे प्रवृत्ति जानामि अधर्मम न च मे निवृत्ति देवोपि हृदय स्थितेन यथा युनुक्तोऽसि तथा करोमि जानामि धर्मम आई नो व्हाट इज राइट राइटियसनेस आई नो न मे प्रवृत्ति बट आई डोंट वांट टू डू इट उसमें मेरी प्रवृत्ति नहीं है आई नो व्हाट इज राइट बट आई विल नॉट डू जानामि अधर्मम आई नो व्हाट इज नॉट राइट अनराइटियस थिंग But I can't withdraw myself from that. That means I will go on doing unrighteous thing. He knows what is right, what is unright. Then says, Devopi hriditi sthitena. There is a devta inside. This also he knows. Devopi hriditi sthitena. It is in my hriday sthitena. Yatha niyoktasi tatha karomi. As he directs, I am doing like that. As per his direction, I am doing all these things. Let us see what is the answer.
Shrotrasya shrotram manaso manoyada. Shrotrasya shrotram manaso manoyada. Vacho havacham sau pranasya pranaha. वाचो हवाचम सौ प्राणस्य प्राण चक्षुषश्चक्षुरतिमूच्य धीराः चक्षुषश्चक्षुरतिमूच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्मलोकादमृता भवन्ति प्रेत्यास्मलोकादमृता भवन्ति श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रं मनसो मनोयद वाचो हवाचं सौ प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुरतिमूच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्मलोकादमृता भवन्ति
टीचर वाज वेरी हैप्पी व्हेन ही हर्ड द क्वेश्चन ब्यूटीफुल क्वेश्चन And when you come to the Mahatman, if you ask about the Atman or Brahman, real teachers, they will be really happy. Oh, I got a student to whom I can now tell about the Atman. Very happy. Then, one thing you will find in this answer, he had not used the word Atman or Brahman or any Devta. No word is used. What he says, Srotrasya Srotram is the ear of the ear. Answer. Is the ear of the ear. Manaso mana is the mind of mind. Vachoha vacham is the speech of the speech. Sau pranasya prana is the prana of prana. Chachu sarasi chachu, and he is the eye of the eye. What is this answer? What is this answer? We thought, उसके पीछे कौन है बताओ? If I ask, who is behind Premal ji? So I will say, Lakshmi ji sitting. तो ऐसा बताओ ना, simple करके. Now you are saying, chachur, chachur, prana se prana. What is this? Then what will happen? Atimuchya dhira, having abandoned or giving up this body, dhira, dhira means intelligent person, pretya, having gone from this place, asmat lokas, from this world, amrita bhavanti, he will become immortal. So if you can understand, eyes of the eye, ear of the ear, pranas pran, mano mana, what will happen? Pretyan, when you go away from this world, you will become amriti, you will become immortal. So iska matlab hua, we have got two set of eyes, ears. The ENT will be in problem because they know only one. They only know the outer one. What about the inner one? So student asks, what is behind this mind, prana, vaka, chakshu, shrotram? He was expecting that a name will come. He will tell us the name. The guru will tell me, this is Atman. One word answer. No. Why teacher took this path? First thing is that it is no doubt it is Atman and Brahman. But that Brahman is Nirgun Nirakar. And the Brahman means what? Brihatat iti Brahman. It is an adjective, it is not a name. So we can't give any name. Why do we need a name? If there is only one person, do you require anything, any name? Name is required when there are two or more for transaction purpose. So when he is attributeless, formless, nirgun, nirakar, no name is required. So that is why they have not given name. He is saying, man ka man hai, he is the eye of the eye, ear of the ear, mind of the mind. Number one reason. Number two reason, why he has taken this way. We normally say that I am seeing, eyes are seeing, ears are listening, mind is thinking, intellect is deciding. You see. So there is an understanding that these are the final thing which are seeing. They are the ultimate seer. Eyes are the ultimate seer. This is our general perception. Kaun dekh raha hai? Aankh dekh rahi hai. That is, the aankh is the final authority. Guru says no. Guru says no. Why? Why? Because they all are seen. They are not subject. They are not the final subject. They also are object. How they are object? I am angry. So my pranas are more now. I am breathing very fast. I know. I am not able to see clearly. There is a cataract. I know. I am not able to see. I am not able to hear clearly. I know. So these are also object. So to remove our misunderstanding that they itself are subject, the teacher is saying, he is mind's mind. Your mind is also an object. Mere man mein achhe vichar, kharab vichar. I know. Somebody is knowing that. That mind is also an object. It's not ultimate subject. That is why he said like this. And in Bhagavad Gita also we have seen Indriyani parani ahu indriyebhya param manah manastu parabuddhi ya buddhe partah tusah. Subtler than the gross body are the senses. Subtler than senses are mind. Subtler than the mind is buddhi. And subtler than that is ya buddhe partah tusah, that Atman. Here also it is not said Atman or Brahman, Saha. Something is there which is even subtler than that. We also studied in our Drigdesha Vivek. Rupam drishyam lochanam drik tad drishyam drukta manasam drishya dhribriti sa sakchi drigeva natu drishyate. That we have studied. In one verse, Vidyaran Swamiji has taken us to the ultimate truth in one verse. Similarly, in this verse also, the teacher is taking us to the ultimate truth. What did Vidyaran Swami say? Rupam drishyam, there is a form and color. Who is seeing? Lochanam, the eyes are seeing. And then after that, tad drishyam druktu manasam, who is the seer of this eye? The shortcomings of the eye, mind is seeing. Then after that, drishya tu dhri vritti sachi, in the mind lot of vrittis, lot of thoughts are going on. Who is the seeing? Sakshi. And that sachi is the drigevanatu drishyate. You will not be able to see that ultimate witness. Why? Because you cannot make that thing object. You can never make it. That is subject. But we want to have everything in object form. Dikhao mere ko atman hai, to test tube mein dikhao. That will never happen. You will never get the atman in the test tube. So conclusion about the nature of that entity, now be careful. All jnanendriya, karmendriya, mana, pran are finite. And the student wants to know who gives them sentiency. And that sentiency giver is definitely different from all these. Do you accept that? So if all the worldly things are finite, so then that different thing has to be infinite. Conclusion number one. All the worldly things are limited in time and space, so we call it finite. And that sentiency giver, that Atman or Brahman, that subject is different from this. Therefore, if this are finite, that has to be infinite. Very good. All worldly things are inert. And the subject has to be sentient. Conclusion number two. Number three. All worldly things are dependent on something. They all have got cause and effect relationship. We have already seen from the Maya came Akash, from Akash came Vayu, from Vayu came Agni, from Agni came Jal, Prithvi, like that. They have got a cause effect relationship. How is that? He has to be different from this. So he is causeless. Everything in the world we find is being born, stays for some time, and then destroyed. So that thing has to be birthless. Everything is dying in this world, that thing has to be deathless. That means birthless, that means eternal. Very good. Now let us decide about the sukha. We have come to the conclusion that authority or that thing, the supreme, has to be infinite, it has to be conscious, birthless, deathless. Now the sukh part, because that is also decided. All worldly things are finite and they can give you, let us assume, they will give you some sukh. Really speaking, there is no sukh in this world. But we experience sukh from the worldly thing. Let us accept it for the time being. But can they give you permanent sukh? They are limited in time. They cannot give you unlimited sukh. Never, they can never give you. So Upanishad says, alpe sukham na asti. Anything which is alpa, alpa means limited, which is finite. Sukham na asti. If sukh is not there in alpa, then where is that sukh? If in finite there is no sukh, the sukh is in infinite. So proved, the sukh is in infinite. That is why it is said in Upanishad, bhuma vai sukham, alpe sukham nasti. Bhuma vai, the one which is infinite, sukham. Sukh is there. So here the Upanishad has taken a mystic language. All Upanishad statements are in mystic form. Unless somebody explains you, you will not be able to understand the meaning of that. Manas manaha, pranas prana. Another thing you will find is the Sanskrit part of this. Shankaracharya has taken up that also. He says the srotrasya, manaso, vacho, pranasya, chachusa, these are all the sixth case. Those who are interested to know the Sanskrit part of this mantra, these are all sixth case. And srotrasya, srotram, mano, vacham, pranah, chachu, these are all first case except vacham. Vacham is second case. Shankaracharya has pointed out that vacham is a prayog of the Veda, but we should take it as vak, first case. All should be in the first case. A little bit of, from first case to second case, the teacher has come, Shankaracharya has pointed it out. So, in Upanishad style, they have told us that this is srotrasya srotram, chakshusa chakshu. Same way we have studied in Tattva Bodh also, same thing. What is the definition of Atman given there? Sthula sarira, sukshma sarira, karan sarira, vyatirikta. Here also is the same method followed, but different flavor. So enjoy the flavor, different type. Very good. Then after that who will come to know, who will realize? So it is said, atimuchya dhira. Dhira means dhimanta, intelligent person will come to know. If you are in understanding this, then you are dhira. If you are not understanding, then you are not dhira. Dhira, atimuchya. Intelligent people can understand it. And after knowing what happens, Shankaracharya said, you have to add one word gyatva here. Only by knowing, not by doing anything, only you have to know. Why you have to know? Because it is already with you. You don't know it is with you. Somebody will tell you it is there. It is with you. So for getting that thing, you don't have to do anything. It is already with you. Success 100% guaranteed. No failure. That is why our Vedanta says you will get it here and now. 100% guaranteed. Dhira. Here Shankaracharya says you have to add one word, gyatva. Jnanathi amritatva prapyate. Bapri bap, what a statement. Jnanathi, he alone. Gyatva hi amritatva prapyate. There is no other method. Knowledge is the method. Even if you are in the bhakti mar, you have to come to the knowledge. Lord has said in Gita, dadami buddhi yogam. He will arrange. And if you are in the jnana mar, bhakti will come. Once you come to know that authority, the bhakti ho gai. Are ek to office mein chota boss hai, when he enters we get up. When you come to know the boss of all bosses, ye to khada hona hi hai, bhakti hoga hi, guaranteed bhakti. Jnatva vimuchyate iti samarthyat. Jnatva vimuchyate, by knowledge only you will get the mukti. To know that factor, what is to be done? One word is given, atimuchya. Everything is given there. One word requires explanation, atimuchya. Muchya means to abandon, to give up. But to give up what? That is not written. Atimuchya. So give up what? Drop your identification with your BMI, OAT, PFT. Identification. Only he says drop your identification. It is not said drop your everything or leave everything, leave your family, leave your wealth. No, it is not said. Then what will happen? Pretyasman lokat amrita bhavati. Pretya means gatau. When he leaves from this world, then amrita bhavanti. So according to the simple meaning, when you die, you become liberated. If that be so, then where will you get the guru who will give you the knowledge? Because every guru after death will get realized, mukti yoga. Gatau. Pretya. When you leave this world, then after that, so what is the meaning of pretya here? What is this lokan? What is this lokan world? So here Shankaracharya says, pretya means brabritya, abandon, leave. Leave what? Asmat lokat. What is this loka? He says, putra, mitra, alatra, bandusu. Putra, you know putra. Mitra, kalatra. Kalatra means wife. Bandusu, relatives. Loosening your identification with them. Detaching from them. What is this detachment? People misunderstand. Detaching means bibi ko chhod do, bacche ko chhod do, ghar chhod do, gaadi chhod do, chalo Himalaya. This is detachment. No! You will be staying here only in your house, with your property and everything. But detach. What does that mean, detach? You have to know that they are not source of my happiness. I am not dependent on them for my happiness. This is detachment. That's all. Is it very difficult to practice? No. You don't have to leave anything. Only you have to know that all these things in this world are not the source of happiness. The real source of happiness is me. I am the source of happiness. I am superimposing happiness on other being, persons and property and bank balance and all that. They are not the source of happiness. Otherwise, why a richest person is still crying in his comfortable house? That is not the source of happiness. Then he says, mam aham bhava, number two. Mam aham, I and my. Tulsidas ji says, mai aur mor tor tu maya, aur kya hai? What is the definition of maya? Very simple. Mai aur mor tor tu maya. Bas. This is maya. Gurudev also said, drop your little I, ego. Mai. Always be guru. Mai aur mor tor tu maya. Tyakta sarvesana. Tyakta sarvesana. Esna. Have you heard this word? Esna. Esna. There are three esnas. Oh, good! Putresna, Vitesna and the Lokesna. All your desires, ours, Rishi Muni, classified into three. Putresna, progeny, Vitesna, I want wealth, Lokesna, after the wealth, I must be famous now. My name should come in the paper, Vitesna, Lokesna. Esna Traya Taktva. If you can do these three things, number one, putra, mitra, kalatra, vesh, bandhusu, identification, illusion, number one. Mam and aham bha, khatam. Esnatra, then says, amrita, amarana, dharano, bhavanti, you will become immortal. Where? When? Here. You will become immortal here. So there are many things, not many things to be abandoned illusion. Only three things he said. Then he said, na karmana na prajaya dhanena tyage neke amritatva mahansu. Kaivalya Upanishad said, na karmana, by karma you will not get. Be very clear. If you think you are doing puja every day for 365 days throughout the whole life, you will get him. No. But that doesn't mean I am not telling you to stop your puja. No. That has got a different purpose. You have to do it. But only by doing that, it will not happen. And that has given its reward. Stop it. Proceed further. Uske baad aage chalo. Na karmana, na prajaya. If you think, no, my progeny, they will buy me a ticket to the swarga or they will get me the knowledge and all that, that will not happen. Na prajaya. Dhanena, I can buy it. Atman, my money. Though, tyage neke. If you leave all of them, karma, leave. Why you are doing the karma? Because of your desire. Shankaracharya already says, Eshnatraya, you have to leave. Karma. Prajaya, progeny. Krishna. Na karmana, na prajaya, na dhanena, tyage neke. You have to leave all three. Amritatvamsu. The moment you leave, you get the amrit. Very good. Then in Kathopanishad said, paranchikhani vyatrina swayambhu tasmat paranch parang pasyati na antaratmana. Swayambhu. Who is swayambhu? Causeless cause. That causeless cause, that Brahman, that swayambhu. Hum bolte na swayambhu, apne aap ho gaya. Causeless cause, swayambhu. What he did? Paranchikhani vyatrina swayambhu. He has made all our organs of perception extrovert. That is why they are not able to see inside. Where is the Lord? Lord is inside. But this side, they can't see because they are made that way. And the Mahatma said, these are all manufacturing defects. They will see only outside, they cannot see inside. You cannot hear your sound of your heart. Doctor will have to put in the stetho, then he will be able to hear. But you can't hear. It is happening inside. You are smelling outside, what is there inside here? You can't smell. Lord has made this way. Paschid dhira, but some dhira, some intelligent people, pratyagatmana aichad abritta chachu. Those who want to see the pratyagatma, they will abritta chachu, they will close their eyes, they will meditate. Why? Amritatva ichchan, they want amrita. If you want amrit, where you have to go? And what is outside? The whole finite world. And the Lord is sitting inside. Oh, maja dekhta hai. Ye kya karta hai log? He's inside with us. Yada sarve pramuchyante kama yesta hridi srita atra brahma samusmate yada sarve pramuchyante kamaan. When all desires drop, and all desires drop, then you will reach it. Same thing in the Gita also said, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Atmane bhi atmana tushta. Kaman, when you can drop all your desires, can it happen? When the Lord says it will definitely, there must be a scheme somewhere, some scientific thing is there, it can be dropped. About a 5-10 years ago, there was a declaration by the government of India that all people who have borrowed 10,000 and less, they don't have to pay. They decided. Government of India decided. One command was given to the computer. Computer gave the list, so many people owe 10,000 and less. With one button, all drop. Possible, na? Na, possible. How can we drop our all desires? By one command. By one command you can drop your all desires. What is that? No. You all know. Alpe sukham nasti, that's all. In Kindle Life, Gurudev, in the first initial 2-3 chapters, he has proved If there is a sukh in the world, if there is a sukh in the rasagulla, then that rasagulla should always give me sukh. Suppose a rasagulla has got 2 units of sukh, if we can measure the sukh at all. So the first rasagulla I ate, I got 2 units of sukh. Second, 2. Third, 1.5. Fourth, 1. Fifth, 50th, -5. Started vomiting. If rasagulla has got the sukh, it should give sukh. Each unit should give me that much of sukh. But it never gives, number one. Number two, if rasagulla has got a sukh, that sukh is each and every person or being who is consuming that rasagulla must get it. Aisa bhi nahi hota hai. I may like smoking, others may not like. Some may like rasagulla, some others may not like rasagulla. Now it is proved that the rasagulla has got no sukh. And in each experience, there are only 3 items. Jada nahi hai kuch usme. Only 3 process. Rasagulla is sitting in the plate. There is a spoon. And I am the experiencer. Rasagulla is experienced. And by spoon, I am experiencing the processes I am taking to my mouth. I got sukh. अब बताओ सुख कहाँ पर है? रसगुल्ला में है और चम्मच में है कि मेरे में है? मेरी तो सुख. So if you know this thing, if you know this concept, that there is no sukh outside in the world's object there is no sukh. Sukh is me, happiness is me. Then you will not run after the sense objects. That doesn't mean कि कल से खाना पीना बंद हो जाएगा. No. Don't misinterpret in that way कि कल से हम खाना नहीं खाएंगे. There will not be any desire for the food. That will be there. That will be there. To maintain this body, we have to take food. Water is needed. But Bhagavat says or all Upanishads say that you should take from the world only that much which is required for your journey to ultimate. We have forgotten our goal of ultimate. And we are engrossed in the OET. Is it not so? See? We have forgotten our goal and engrossed in the world, whole world. And what we are doing? In Dukkhale, we are trying to get sukh. I am not saying Dukkhale. Lord Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, this whole thing is Dukkhale. Why Dukkhale? Whole thing is changing and perishable. When the whole thing will die, anything which is perishes, will that give you sukh or dukkh? It will give you dukkh. So the whole world is Dukkhale. And we are trying to find out in Dukkhale. So, ab batao, milega aapko sukh milega wahan? Nahin hai. So, in this way, if we start thinking, then the desire for the second car, second house, one another house in Switzerland, another in India farmhouse. Khatam. Scripture says, there is no greater sukh than vairagya. There is no greater sukh than vairagya. Vairagya gives you the maximum sukh. Vairagya means dispassionate from all this. Once you drop this, it is already with you. That gives you sukh. Is it difficult to understand? Very simple. Only 2 things are there. Atma and anatma. Drop anatma and catch hold atma. Itna hi karna hai. Simple kaam hai ekdam. And we are not able to detach from the anatma. And most of the people want, no, we want this also. Dono chahiye. Thakur Ramakrishna says, when you ride on 2 boats, you will never reach your destination. So either you have to ride the boat of anatma or the boat of atma. One leg in atma, another leg in anatma, and you think you will reach there? No. But the student wants to know experience. He wants to perceive, feel it, that Atman. That is why he has come to the teacher. How teacher explains him is in the mantra number 3. If you want to perceive, feel, then you have to come next Sunday.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.